This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 473 for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's downturn. Canola down $13.20 in the November contract at $821.20 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all lower on the day, accounting for some spillover selling pressure. A lack of significant weather concerns for the time being across the prairies also weighed on values. The Bank of Canada raised its key overnight interest rate by a full percentage point this morning, surpassing trade expectations for a 75-point hike, as the central bank tries to curtail inflation. The Canadian dollar, it moved higher on the news, and that put additional pressure on canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are trading to both sides of unchanged. The bias lower in soybeans now, but still higher in the grains as traders continue to digest yesterday's monthly USDA supply-demand report. Soybeans bouncing around both sides of unchanged. The front months still holding on to small advances, but the more active new crop contracts lower. November down 2 cents at $13.40 per bushel. The USDA lowered their projection for U.S. soybean production in yesterday's report, with new crop world-ending stocks of the oilseed also revised slightly lower from earlier projections. Midwestern forecasts do remain hot and dry over the next few weeks, and that's keeping a bit of a weather premium in the market. Corn also seeing choppy trade, but the bias is higher, September up 11 cents at $6.05 per bushel. The hot and dry Corn Belt forecasts provided underlying support, although fund liquidation has weighed on prices lately. Wheat, it's higher across the board, seeing a correction after recent declines. Minneapolis up 3 cents in the September contract at $9.22 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in September at $8.73 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 10 cents in the September contract at $8.25 per bushel. Yesterday's crop estimates from the USDA included a 1.8 million ton cut to the world wheat production estimate, as increases in Canadian and Russian crops were more than offset by cuts to European and Ukrainian wheat production. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest did temper the upside, with improving prospects for the U.S. spring wheat crop also bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.